fans to have three letters in their name, and one of those letters should be U, or maybe B, or both. And therefore, we heard, first of all, or should I go backwards? All right, backwards. Cub, and the heavy-sounding Cub. Yeah, it's the new big sound of Cub and a tune called Exit, and that's off a split single on the Mint and Lookout labels with the Potato Men, and Exit by Cub. Lookout for their next album, which will be a big smash sensation. Before Cub, we heard Gob, another Mint band on the Mint label, and Too Late, No Friends is the title of their album, and it's fast and loose and furious, and You're Too Cool by Gob. And apparently, if you think Grant Lawrence is rude, and man, he is, apparently Gob are so much ruder. So they won't be making phone calls from the road. Anyway, before Gob, Bug, and a Bug with a tune called Told You So. What a good one that is. I love that tune. And Bug are a pretty new band out of Vancouver. Dave Badanek, guitar and vocals. Ian Ross, guitar and vocals. And Ian is a guy. You've heard him on this show a few times. But Ian is the front man on this band, Bug. And to see them is to believe them. And, this guy, Ross, handsome Ian Ross, leaps high. Well, gravity, forget it. It's just not, is not taken into account at all. And the guy just leaps and it's just old-fashioned, great big stage moves. Told You So, from a cassette put out by Bug, and we'll be playing more from them. And started off with Bum, of course. Bum with Bent on Being Bent. A band originally from this great city that we're in. This city we're in right now, Victoria. Originally from Victoria, they basically moved to Vancouver and then kind of folded. But each of the members will be making wonderful music in the future. You can count on that. But when they were together, what a band! Bum with Bent on Being Bent, and that's from their Wanna Smash Sensation album on the Pop Llama label. Pop Llama, not to be confused with the Papalomas, who are coming up in a few minutes' time. Yes, Nightlines, and we're coming to you from high atop the beautiful Empress Hotel. But moving soon down to the limit, the nightclub, fabulous nightery here in Victoria, and we'll have two live bands and all sorts of excitement. It's just too much. But right now, I want to inflict upon you and excite you and titillate you with our new contest, Dave's Faves. That's right. Every so often over the years, we've had these contests composed of just loads and loads of little bits of songs. And this is the one for, early 1996. This is it. And usually in these contests, we've thought, let's put a batch of stuff together and make it work and see how it turns out and get people to guess. And we think of a concept first and then the tunes later. Concepts such as the word love. You know, people saying the word love, or a location, people saying a place, people mentioning other people's names. These have all been ideas that we've had in the past. We had one called Great Beginnings or something like that, where we play the beginnings of all sorts of songs. This one is completely different. I started off with the idea that the end result wasn't going to matter as much as the idea that I was going to play 100 great tunes that I love. 100 tunes, maybe not my favorite 100 tunes, but 100 of my favorite tunes. And when this contest is all over in a few weeks, we'll play all those songs one weekend, and that'll be great. This is early in the contest. I will tell you that, due to austerity measures and cutbacks and just unfriendly governments in the past, we're not buying a whole lot of big new prizes. But I am going to look around my house and find things to award the winners of this contest. And I think the big winner will receive 100 great rock stickers. And I mean great. I mean, I'm not trifling here. These will be great rock stickers. And so there's something to shoot for. But the real reason to play this contest and have a go is to have fun. And just tease your brain and remember some old tunes and just get together with people and see if you can figure it out. So here's the idea. 100 different tunes from the last few years. And I haven't gone very much into anything but rock and roll. It's basically pop music, rock and roll. And all we want you to do is name the name of the song and the artist who's doing it, and put them in the roughly the order or as close to the order that they come out as you possibly can. And I'll give you the addresses after we hear the contest. So have your pen or pencil or crayon ready to write really fast. Or remember that home killing is taping music or something like that, but that might be a way of preserving this contest to work on it as well, if you know what I mean. Anyway, if you're ready, you can put take your button, your finger off the pause button, because here's Dave's faves.
Long walks down by the river,
and you want to take her with you to the heartland of the winter.
From Bombay to Santa Fe,
I just can't go.
brings such misery and pain.
It feels so good.
It begins with a blessing and it ends with a curse.
She's out of reach and out of sight.
You're bound to lose. She's too much for you.
When I was 17, I used to know you.
Say the words.
But I did it because you lied, and because he took you for a ride. Because time is on his side, and because I
can see that you're 15 years old.
Just say you will.
It's such an ancient pitch.
Okay, dear. There's nothing to feel inferior about.
You'll get me through this one.
What a killer.
Lord have mercy, I think that it's the cops.
It. That's it. That's 100 of them. There really are 100 in there. I'm sure you knew that. And all we want from you, all we want is as many of them as you can possibly get. The name of the artist and the name of the song. And that's all you have to worry about. You don't even have to worry about it. Have fun with it. You can enter as an individual or as a group. It doesn't matter. We'll see what the prizes are, but I think the number one prize will be 100 Great Rock stickers. Woo, mm-hmm. Yeah, and this contest will go for 2 or 3 more weeks yet. I'll certainly be letting you know when we can figure it out when this contest will end. And then when we end the contest, the weekend that the contest is over, we'll play all these songs in full. So that'll be fun, too. When you're ready with your entry, here's the address you'll be sending it to. And put Dave's Faves on there, will you? Nightlines, CBC Stereo, Box 4600, Vancouver, BC, in Canada, and the postal code V6B4A2. The fax number, if you're going to fax it in, be sure to put Dave's Faves, David Wisdom, because it's a fax machine shared by a number, different people, 604-662-6098 for fax entries. Now, email, yes, we will have email, but we're changing our address right now, and we might even give you the address tomorrow. We might even know tomorrow when the address is. I'm not sure. But it'll be very soon, and if not tomorrow, next weekend we'll have a new email address, and we'll let you know what that is so you can get your entry in that very, very modern way. But let me go back to the original, the mailing address, Nightlines, CBC Stereo, Box 4600, Vancouver, B.C., and our postal code V as in vapor, 6 B as in beach ball, 4 A as in ampersand, 2 V6B4A2. And yeah, take your time, have fun. That's the deal. And we'll play the contest tomorrow on the show as well, sometime from right from the club, and everybody in the club can shout out answers. We'll see. Anyway, we're going down to the club pretty soon. But I wanted to play you some Victoria bands here, because we're here in Victoria. That's a good idea. And what a great time we're having. We're going to play the two bands that are appearing tomorrow night here on Nightlines. And